The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ajalila, Chapter 1, Text Number 15, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 4th, 1975, in Dallas, Texas.
Jaitang Surata Upanga, Mamo Mandar Mater Gati, Matsarva Shapadam Bhuju, Radha Madana Mohanu. This is the surrendering process of the author, Kaviraj Goswami, before beginning to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. He submitted himself to the lotus feet of Madan Mohan. The child, maybe. He is submitting that Radha Madan Mohan, those who have gone to Vrindavan, they have seen the temple of Radha Madan Mohan that was established by Sanatana Goswami, the first disciple of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Goswami established this Madan Mohan temple, and Rupa Goswami established that Govindaji's temple, and the Jiva Goswami established Radha Damodar temple, Gopal Bhatta Goswami established Radha Raman temple. In this way, in Vrindavan, there are seven temples authorizedly established by the Gaudiya Sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya. Later on, many big kings and jamindars, landlords, they also established many temples, big temples. And altogether, there are 5,000 temples in a small city like Vrindavan. And thousands of men go to see the deities in every temple almost every day, and especially during the 4 months, Shravan, Bhadra, Ashin, Kartik, July, August, September, October. So Vrindavan is always crowded by many pilgrims, and anyone who goes there, immediately he feels spiritual consciousness, especially nowadays. So, the Gaudiya Vaishnava, especially, Gaudiya Vaishnava means there are four Vaishnava Sampradaya. Originally, from Lord Brahma, Brahma Sampradaya, and from Lord Shiva, Rudra Sampradaya, and from Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmi, Sri Sampradaya, and from the Chatushan, four kinds of sonas, Sanat Kumar, Sananda, like that. So the fourth sampradaya is coming from time immemorial. We belong to the Brahma sampradaya, the Gaudiya sampradaya. Sampradaya means just like there are political parties, but their aim is to develop the country, nation's interest, although just like in your country there are political parties, democratic parties. What are that parties? Republic. But although they are party, their aim is how to develop the country. Similarly, this Vaishnava Sampradaya, although they appear to be a separate party, but their aim is how to serve Krishna. They don't think the party means some opposite party, no. Everyone has got, for the advanced devotee, to serve the Lord in a particular way, so that the Lord may be more satisfied. That is their intention. Sometimes we also have some parties in the temple. Someone wants to dress the deity in a way, another wants to, of course they are not transgressing the rules and regulations, but still, everyone wants that I shall serve the Lord in this particular way. We cannot change the original rules and regulations, but there is variety. We are not impersonalist. Every person has got to serve the Lord in a particular way, and that is allowed. The center point is Krishna. So although there are parties, if the central point is Krishna, so there is no dissension. It is a competition that my God brother, my God sister is serving such a way. She is so well versed in this art. Why not try myself to do something? This is variety. That is not this ordinary party strife, if we make Krishna the center. So on the whole, for the Gaudiya Vaishnava, means the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially in Bengal, there are many thousand followers, Bengal and Odisha. They are mainly followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you will find in Vrindavan, Navadvip, many Bengali Vaishnavas, followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are living there. Very, austerity, following austerity. No, very much careful about the bodily maintenance, but they are living, they have practically no income, but still they do not go away from Vrindavan. Similarly, Kaviraj Goswami also took shelter of Vrindavan under the lotus feet of Madan Mohan. Therefore he says, Mat-sarvasya-padam-bhojo. The lotus feet of Madan Mohan is my everything. I have taken shelter of Madan Mohan ji, and that is my everything. That is Vaishnava feeling. They think the lotus feet of Krishna as their only possession. But that is the greatest position. what this material possession will do. One who has taken possession, at least one who is allowed to take possession of the lotus feet of Madan Mohan, is not very easy thing. If Krishna gives him the facility, Krishna is prepared. How? Simply by service. One can easily become in possession of the lotus feet of the Lord. Shivanmukhi hiju bhado same vasphurattam. We cannot bring in possession the lotus feet of the Supreme Being. That is not possible. But if we render service, he gives the allowance. Yes, you can be under my shelter of. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore, teaches us to pray to Krishna just to become one grain of the dust of his lotus feet. Ayi nandatanuja potitam kinkaranga maam visame bhavamudhau kripaya tavapad pankaja sthita dhulisadisam vichinta. This should be the prayer to the lotus feet of the Lord, not for any material benefit. That is not very good idea. We should not approach the Supreme Being some material benefit. Material benefit is already there. Everything is arranged by the Supreme Lord for everyone's necessities of life. There is no question about that. Just like if a person is in the prison house, that prisoner has no problem for his material necessities. The government has arranged already for his eating, sleeping, and if he is sick, medical help, that is not problem. The problem is that he has become criminal by transgressing the laws of the state. Now he should become a very good citizen and come out of the prison house. Then he is happy. Similarly, in this material world, so far our material necessities are concerned, it is already arranged. There is no question of becoming anxious for getting our material necessities. It is already arranged by God. Therefore, Narad Muni says in Srimad Bhagavatam, tasyaiva heta prajateta kovida na labhate jad bhramadam uparjadha tan labhati dukkha vadannata sukham kalena sarvatra gavira rangasa. Narad Muni advises through Srimad Bhagavatam and says that you have got this human form of life. Now you have no necessity for finding out where is your food, where is your shelter, where is your sex satisfaction, where is your defense. This is not your problem. You should try for that thing, means the thing which will give you relief from this material necessities of life. That is the advice. We are mistaken. We are, in this morning walk we saw that such a big nation, but the problem is food problem. Early in the morning at 6 o'clock, they are going to work. They are going to work. Why? Now, for finding out the necessities of life. So what is this civilization? Early in the morning, 6 o'clock, according to Vedic civilization, one should rise early in the morning and chant Hare Krishna, perform Mangala Aritri, worship the deity. This is the morning business. But the richest nation of the world, they are going to work at 6:30 for earning their bread. Is it very good progress of life? And the whole day they will have to work. Not only here, everywhere. For earning their daily bread, they have to go 50 miles, 100 miles away from home, and every city in India also the same thing, in Bombay. They are coming 100 miles off and hanging in the daily passenger railway. Very serious condition. And it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam that a human being at the end of the Kali Yuga will have to work. They are already working like an ass. And actually they will have to work like an ass simply to get their bread. The progress will be this. And not only that, the foodstuff, especially the sattvic foodstuff, like fruits and vegetables, milk, rice, wheat, sugar, these things will be not available. Completely stopped. So, gradually we shall make such advancement. I have seen practically, I went to Moscow, and at least for us, it was very difficult to live there. There is no rice supply, there is no wheat supply, very rarely, no vegetables, no fruits, some rotten fruit like raspberry and so, at least for us it was very difficult. Of course milk is available there. And flesh, that you can have as much as you like. That is not human life. Human life Here is described that Kaviraj Goswami is Matsarva Sapadam Bhojo Radha Madana Mohano. Our only asset should be the lotus feet of Krishna along with Radharani. Madan Mohan, Krishna is so beautiful that he is more attractive than the Cupid. Madan Mohan. Madan means Cupid. Cupid is supposed to be the most beautiful person within the universe. Now Krishna is still more beautiful. Kandarpa koti kamaniya visesa sobham. That is described in the Shastra. And when Krishna was present, we know from the Shastra, from the evidences, that Krishna is attractive to so many gopis. The gopis were the most beautiful women, and Krishna is attractive to them. So just imagine how much beautiful was Krishna. Not only to the gopis, there were 16,000 108 queens of Krishna. Therefore his name is Krishna. He is attractive to everyone. Jayatang Suruto Panga Mamo. So why he should not be attractive to fallen souls like us? So that is the position of Krishna. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami being attracted to Madan Mohan, he is offering his prayer. Jayatang Suruto Panga. Panga, Pangu means lame man. One cannot walk. At least one cannot walk very swiftly. So, Jayatang Suruto Panga, Mama Mandan Mater Gati. He is placing himself as Mandamati. Mama Mandan Mater Gati. Manda, this word means bad or slow. So, every one of us in this material world, we are all bad. Because, why bad? Because we accepted this material body. Just like in the prison house, all the prisoners, they are bad. Why? Because they have accepted their home in the prison house. Therefore the conclusion is, they are all bad. Maybe degrees of difference. But they are all bad. Similarly, anyone who is living in this material world, beginning from Lord Brahma down to the small insect or ant, who are struggling in this material world, manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati, Krishna said that these living entities within this material world, they are my part and parcel, or they are my sons. In another place, he said, ahaṅ-abhijapadapitā sarvajoni sukuntiya sambhavanti murtayaja tāsāṅ mahajjani brahma ahaṅ-abhijapadapitā. So, Krishna has got relationship with everyone because he is the Supreme Father. And we are all his part and parcel. Just like son, even in this material world, is the part and parcel of the father or the mother. Similarly, we are actually part and parcel of Krishna. And Krishna is Saraisajya Purna. He is the richest, he is the most famous, is most strong, all-powerful, all-beautiful, everything he has got. And we are sons of that Krishna. So, father's property is enjoyed by the sons. That is the law. It is not artificial. Then why we are poverty-stricken? Because we are condemned. Condemned. That we should understand. Therefore, everyone, intelligent person, should understand that anyone who is in this material world, he is condemned. It doesn't matter what he is. Therefore, our first business is how to get out of this conditional life in the material world. That is human consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. So, our business is to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. That is our first business. Not this is our business, where to find out my food, my bread, and get up early in the morning and running to the office or to the working place. This is not civilization. Therefore he says that I am a lame man. Mamo mandar gati. I am very slow. So I take shelter of the lotus feet of Madharma. That is our business. The Krishna consciousness movement is teaching all over the world this philosophy. That your first and foremost business is to become Krishna conscious. There is no question of so-called economic development, sense gratification. No. These are not important things. There are many missionaries. They open hospitals or similar philanthropic activities. But we never do that. So many friends advised me to open some hospitals, dispensaries. So I flatly said that we are not interested in the hospitals. There are so many hospitals. So people who are interested in hospitals, they can go there. Here is spiritual hospital. The disease is the other hospital. They cannot stop death, but our hospital can stop death.
Hari, Hari.
This is our hospital. We are therefore not interested with this kind of hospital. This hospital is treating the materially affected patient to get out of his four kinds of miseries. Janma-mitu-jara-vyadhi. One type of disease is to take birth. Another, death. Another, old age. Another, disease. So, we want to stop. This is not our normal condition of life. Because we, living entities, so we are spiritual. Our identity is that we are eternal. It is not that because my body is annihilated, therefore I am finished. Na harnate harnamane sarire. This is the instruction. The living entity, the soul, is not destroyed after the body being destroyed. The body is destroyed, it is being destroyed every moment. From scientific point of view, we are changing our blood corpuscle and another body. Like the, what is called, film. One after another picture. And when they are displayed, it appears one. But it is not one. There are so many pictures. They put into the machine, and when they work together, it appears that the man within the picture is moving. Actually, that movement is combination of many pictures. Similarly, we are growing. We are not growing, but we are changing body. Therefore, Krishna says, dehi nasmin jatha dehi kaumara jovanam jara tatha dehantara prati. We are becoming, we are seeing that my child is growing. It is not growing, it is changing body. Just like the film spool. But because it is displayed in a very scientific way, we are thinking that my child is growing. It is not growing. The actual fact is the child is a soul, and the soul is changing every minute the body. That is real understanding. Krishna says, authority says, dehi nasmin jatha dehi kumara jovanam jara tatha dehantara prapti. means accepting another body. So, the child is speaking in one way now, that when he'll get another body, young man's body, he's speaking in a different way. The dog is barking because it has got a different body. And a scientist speaking in a different way because he has got a different body. Similarly, every one of us, because we have got different types of body, according to my desire, we are acting differently. So if we come back again to the spiritual platform, then we will not work differently. We shall work concomitantly. Everyone will agree with everyone. That is spiritual platform. And unless we come to the spiritual platform, we remain on the bodily platform, we shall speak differently. And as soon as we come to the spiritual platform, then we shall speak in one item only, how to serve Krishna. This is the process. So, those who are too much materially affected, their progress is very slow, especially in this age. In this age, the symptoms of the human being is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Prayena alpaya ayusa. Prayena alpaya ayusa asmin yuge jana. Mandasa mandamatayo mandabhagya vipadyuta. This is the condition at the present moment. This is called Kali Yuga. The first symptom is our span of life is very short, decreasing. With the advancement of Kali Yuga, our duration of life is decreasing. Everyone knows that. My father lived so many years, my grandfather lived so many years, but it is certain I am not going to live so many years. And then my son is not. Gradually it is reducing. By the end of Kali Yuga, the duration of life from 20 years to 30 years will be considered very, very old age. If a man is living for 25 years, he will be considered a very grand old man. That is coming gradually. So, therefore, it is said manda. Manda. Manda means everything bad or everything slow. Duration of life is bad. Then their activities also very bad. All is sinful activities. Manda. Sumandamatayo, and if somebody is little anxious to take shelter of somebody for spiritual advancement, then he will accept some bogus thing. Sumandamatayo, some bogus incarnation of God, some bogus yogi, some bogus, they will take. Sumandamatayo. Will not come to the real. Real. Here it is said that Matsarvasapadam Bhujav Radha Madana Mohan, one should take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Instead of taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, he'll take shelter of the lotus feet of some bogus. They're called Mandamatay, manufacturing something new. This is our process of religion. They do not know that religion cannot be manufactured. Religion is eternal. Religion, dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranita. Religion means the law given by God. The God is eternal, therefore His law is eternal. So how we can manufacture? You cannot manufacture religion. God is eternal and His law is also eternal. Therefore God personally comes and He says that you have manufactured so many religions, but that is not religion. You give it up. You give them up. Sarva dharmān parityajya. Give up all this nonsense. Then, what should be my religion? Māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. That's all. This is the philosophy. Therefore, our Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Masarvasya, everything. This is my everything. I take center of it. Thank you very much.